What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, July 21st, 2022. Sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday. It's another busy news day. We've got a lot of stuff to go through. Before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions, and Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. You probably have already heard Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID. This is the guy who only yesterday was saying, well, you know, you all got to get vaccinated. COVID's coming. And, a while before that, he said this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And he's been triple vaccinated and he's down with COVID, underscoring the fact that the vaccines really don't do what we were told they were doing. And, we're already seeing President Harris trending on social media because everybody's expecting, well, you know, Biden, you know, between his claim of cancer and the obvious dementia, and now he's got COVID, and, you know, maybe he might step down, and I'm sure Kamala is rubbing her hands together greedily on that. I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll talk about that a little bit more later in the show. Okay, over at Fox News, we're seeing more and more evidence that the corporate media is turning against Joe Biden, probably to get him out of the way for Hillary Clinton in 2024. Jesse Waters came on out saying it's not that Biden is old. He's the dumbest president we've ever had. Now, who can argue with that? And so Fox News host Waters has apparently had enough. He can't take it anymore. And he basically said, he's just dumb. And I think the dementia is definitely a problem there. He pointed out Joe Biden's lack of smarts, his current tenuous relationship with reality, and the fact that Joe Biden has a record of plagiarizing speeches. When he's campaigning for office, and that was, 35 years ago, and Joe said it's much ado about nothing, but plagiarism is a serious business academically, but I guess in politics, it's whatever you want it to be here. Now, Dan Cox, who is a lawyer endorsed by Donald Trump, running for governor of Maryland, beat out the supposed rhino Kelly Schultz in the state's Republican primary earlier this week. And the constitutional lawyer and state delegate built up steam by running to the right on issues such as abortion, the Second Amendment, and the COVID lockdown from 2020. And again, a Trump endorsement does seem, for the most part, to be the magic charm here. Now, there was an interesting story that came on out. It was a video on banned video, and it speaks to something I mentioned yesterday during one of the phone calls about how an ideal GOP ticket for 2024 would be Trump DeSantis. And according to this video on banned video, Trump and DeSantis have already made an agreement to share that ticket in 2024. And I'm sure if that is in fact true, the Democrats are going to be wailing and gnashing their teeth and pouring ashes and everything all over their hair, tearing their clothes and other displays of despair. All right. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar coordinated that Supreme Court arrest stunt with a George Soros-funded dark money group. This was all set up and it was staged, was organized by the Center for Popular Democracy Action Fund. And now Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out on social media claiming that stories that she faked being handcuffed are just a conspiracy theory. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes here? And she's already out there fundraising off of her so-called arrest. And she wasn't really arrested. She was simply escorted from the scene, clasping her hands behind her to make it look like she was arrested. And she's using that as a fundraising tool, politics being the business that he is. Now, this leads to an article that came out of Blabber Buzz. George Soros is a threat to America's democracy, so why is he allowed to funnel millions to topple it? Well, because in the United States, if you got a lot of money, you can pretty much do whatever you want. And Soros, as we mentioned yesterday, has contributed $1 million to Beto O'Rourke's attempt to unseat Governor Greg Abbott in Texas. And yeah, so it's definitely out there. I mean, a lot of what Soros is doing definitely comes under, you know, violations of Title VIII, violations of the Boland Amendment. And yeah, he really does need to be stopped. But the government loves anybody with money, and so he is kind of untouchable. Over at Judicial Watch, they are now suing the Secret Service for records of Hunter Biden's travel and what it cost to provide him in security. Now, this is the result of a Freedom of Information Act request to the Secret Service back in 2022. And they requested any and all records concerning the use of security and or other services to Hunter Biden and any companions on any international travel. And the Secret Service came on back and said, no, we're not going to release the records, even though the Secret Service is covered by the Freedom of Information Act law. So Judicial Watch has now filed a lawsuit to try and get that information. And it does look like more and more attention is getting focused on Hunter Biden. And again, that may be part of the plan to get the Bidens out of the way of Hillary in 2024. But more and more of the mainstream media is starting to report on the Hunter Biden scandals. Even CNN is now out there saying, yeah, he may be in serious trouble. And the reality is he isn't, because if they were to charge and convict Hunter Biden, you know, while Joe Biden is still in office, Joe will just write him a pardon and everybody will go on having fun. But it is significant. The problem, of course, is had the corporate media reported on Hunter Biden prior to the 2020 election, Donald Trump would probably be in that Oval Office. And so the corporate media helped cover up the laptop, the drugs, the prostitutes, the deals with China, the deals with Ukraine, you know, the 10% cut for the big guy. And, you know, so they're definitely part of the problem and, you know, not really keeping the people informed, which is what the corporate media is supposed to do. That's why they have that First Amendment, to allow the public and the media to criticize the government and people in the government when they are doing wrong. And, you know, the corporate media is totally co-opted and controlled right now, which is why people are coming on over here to the independent media. Now, NBC News has finally come on out and admitted that Donald Trump had no contact at all with Oath Keepers or Stuart Rhodes on January 6th. That was a big issue being pushed by Nancy Pelosi's witch hunt to try and get Donald Trump declared an insurrectionist to keep him out of the 2024 election with the 14th Amendment. Now we're getting word that the January 6th witch hunt is just trying to label him with dereliction of duty, which would not block Donald Trump from running in 2024. And in any event, people just aren't paying attention to that January 6th committee. You know, it's a non-issue. People aren't paying attention. They know it's a hoax. They know it's dirty politics. They know it's a nothing burger. And so it's a lot of wasted time and effort, but the Democrats are really desperate. And one of the reasons they're desperate, according to the Washington Examiner, new voter registration data shows Republicans making major gains in key battleground states. People are leaving the Democratic Party. They're registering as Republican. And that is a trend that's happening all across the country here. All right. So getting on back to Joe Biden. He has tested positive for COVID-19. He is isolating in the residence at the White House. And, you know, he's fully vaccinated. He got two boosters. They're saying that he's experiencing very mild symptoms. He may have this new BA2 variant, which is not as serious as the earlier Delta strain. but he's going to be doing meetings on telephone and Zoom. And meanwhile, Jill Biden is in Delaware. She has tested negative. So we'll see what's going to happen on there. Now, the U.S. Open has confirmed that tennis player Novak Djokovic will not be allowed to play in the tournament next month unless he is fully vaccinated against COVID-19. And the U.S. Open said that while it does not have its own internal vaccination mandate, it will respect the U.S. government's position regarding travel into the country for unvaccinated U.S. citizens. So that's one way of guaranteeing a U.S. winner at the U.S. Open is to not let the outside people come on in here. Meanwhile, over in Great Britain, there are 76 British doctors have signed an open letter to the government warning against COVID-19 vaccinations for children. This was led by Dr. Robert Malone, saying that the balance of benefit and risk in giving these vaccines to small children is totally inappropriate, citing the very low risk that they'll get COVID and the very high immunity young children have versus the damage we know these vaccines are doing. And as Joe Biden has just demonstrated, they don't really work. In fact, the doctors who signed this letter have calculated that the vaccine efficiency is only 15%, and that's only for a few months. As opposed to natural immunity, if you get COVID and recover, which the vast majority of people do, they have 100% immunity that lasts for years. Okay. Now, Dr. Deborah Birx, Trump's former COVID advisor, is back doing an interview with the Daily Mail and indicated that the COVID virus could have leaked from the Wuhan lab where scientists were working on similar viruses, and basically said COVID came out of the box ready to infect. So we're now back to that lab origin theory. And, you know, somebody dropped a test tube and so forth and so on. Rand Paul has now sent a message to Anthony Fauci saying that if the GOP takes control of Congress in the midterm elections, that he, Rand Paul, is going to open up an investigation into the origins of COVID, and he will be calling Dr. Anthony Fauci and placing him under oath. So who knows? Maybe Fauci will announce tomorrow that he is going to retire after all, which isn't going to save him. You know, he may want to get disconnected as quickly as possible. There is a video out from the World Economic Forum, okay, that is acknowledging the ability of mRNA shots to permanently change the genetics of the patient. They're tinkering with your code of life, with the software that runs your body. And looking at the quality of software we are getting in our computers, this makes me very, very nervous, okay? Because if you make a mistake in computer code, you can update it, you can reboot, you can buy a new machine if you have to. They make a mistake in the code of life, and it starts spreading, and you're looking at a potential extinction-level event. As the COVID scandal itself has shown, safety is not really a paramount issue as opposed to getting the product out there and making money. And, you know, there was adverse events were being withheld. They committed medical scientific fraud. And there's no reason to think they wouldn't continue to do the same in pushing this brand new mRNA technology, which is the latest and greatest thing. And you've all got to get your shots, and we're all going to make tons and tons of money. Meanwhile, The Lancet, which is a very well-respected peer-reviewed medical journal, is out there saying that the COVID vaccines compromise your immune system, and they recommend the booster shots be halted immediately. Okay, they're saying that the COVID vaccines, you know, wane with time, and they showed that immune reaction among vaccinated people 8 months after the shot is lower than that among unvaccinated individuals. Well, there's a way to build your business there. Give everybody a vaccine that destroys their natural immunity, and every little illness that comes along, they get sick. They have to go to the doctor. There's some money. They have to go to the pharmacy. There's some money. They have to buy the medicines. There's even more money. And it's all about guaranteeing a steady revenue stream for the medical industrial complex. And again, I want to clarify My experience is that individual doctors and medical practitioners, for the most part, are decent, caring people who really are concerned about your health. But they work for an industry that is first and foremost an industry, and they're out to make money, thinking that the pharmaceutical companies and medical supply companies want you all to be healthy makes no more sense than claiming defense contractors want world peace. They don't. It's bad for business. Now, we mentioned before this BA5 variant. That's the one they're waving around to say, oh, you got to stay at home and vote by mail for the midterms here. They're wagging that about up in Canada. And it's not really having an effect. The support for mask mandates and vaccine cards is plummeting up in Canada. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Now, this next article is very alarming. And it is basically saying that old age is no longer economically sustainable in the West. And we had a congressman come on out, I think it was just about a week ago, saying that, you know, elderly people ought to be euthanized at age 65 because otherwise they're too much of a burden on the economy. You know, unlike the illegal immigrants who are a burden on the economy, but they're still young and will be sucking on the economy for much, much longer. But this article is basically saying the older you get, the longer you last, then the more expensive you will become and be considered a burden to sustain the various services and personal pension incomes, and a burden to those in charge of the money and credit supply. And so we're going to start seeing, you know, the patriotic thing to do for your country is to just kill yourself when you're no longer able to work and support the system here. Okay, and we're seeing more fallout from that report that came on out from London regarding serotonin and depression. This article is by Peter Hitchens. It appeared in the Daily Mail, and it says, as this new study overturns decades of revealed wisdom that depression is caused by a lack of serotonin in the brain, the verdict of science is now clear. Our unhealthy obsession with antidepressants must end. And again, as I said yesterday, this isn't new. There have been articles, scholarly articles, peer-reviewed articles that have come out in previous years saying that this whole theory of serotonin is unsupported. There's nothing there. It's just, you know, we've got a product. Let's get it on out there. Let's make some money. And we know what damage these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors can do. And I made a point of linking SSRIstories.org to whatreallyhappened.com so you can go and read some of these reports of these very, very dangerous chemicals. And remember, in the early days of this sudden surge of mass shootings to support the gun grabber agenda, it turned out these mass shooters were either on or withdrawing from these medications. And then all of a sudden, citing medical privacy, you know, for people who were already dead because they'd been shot dead, they said, no, we can't tell you if they were on these antidepressants because it might lead to antidepressant hesitancy, and that would harm the profits of the pharmaceutical companies here. And, you know, they're basically, you know, reminding you of when medicine made, you know, here serious mistakes back in the mid-1980s, the sudden reversal of advice on avoiding COT death, sudden infant death syndrome. Before then, we were told sternly that we should lie our babies on their fronts to keep them safe. Then it turned out that was actually bad advice, and they said keep your babies on the back. For decades, people thought ulcers were caused by stress until the 1980s, when they realized ulcers come from an infection and can be treated with antibiotics. Most doctors would now be horrified if they were asked to prescribe barbiturates, which were at stage one handed out millions of sleeping pills, and now it is a problem. Medical industry does make mistakes. Remember thalidomide. Gotta take a break from commercials. We'll be right back.
The Robb Elementary School shooting response was a failure. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. A blistering 77-page report finds multiple systemic failures in the response to the school shooting that killed 19 children and two adults. So the Texas House spent almost 2 months investigating and writing a 77-page report to find, well, what everybody who'd seen the videos already knew. There were police with body armor and rifles in the hallway 3 minutes after the gunman arrived. I don't like to criticize law enforcement, but I will in this case. I don't give a damn who was in charge. A gunman was in an elementary school. Don't wait for permission. Don't debate who's in charge. Don't wait for backup. Neutralize the gunman. With a badge or not, it is an adult's job to protect children. Until tomorrow, si vis pacem, parabellum.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
and welcome back to our show. Let's go to the international news now. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff being hidden from the American people by corporate media, especially all these leaders resigning, stepping down, major protests in many countries going on. And, you know, they don't want you thinking about that because, you know, you American serfs might get uppity ideas, about rising up and getting our leaders to resign and step down here. And for myself, I'm a proud member of LGBTQ, which stands Let's Get Biden to Quit. Anyway, article coming on out of Microsoft. Foreign soldiers flocked to Ukraine after Russia invaded. 5 months on, the fighting is taking a heavy toll. And we have seen videos and photos of some of these foreign mercenaries who have been captured by Russia and who are going to be tried and probably executed as war criminals because they are not part of a nation state-backed army. Meanwhile, the OSCE reports reveal that Ukraine started shelling the Donbas 9 days before Russia launched its special military operation. And, you know, we were all told, well, Russia just invaded without any reason whatsoever. And, you know, Russia's the bad guy. And now we're finding out that Ukraine actually started the shooting first here. And it's just another in a long line of lies that we are told to get us to support a war. Lyndon Johnson lied about the Gulf of Tonkin to get us more embedded into Vietnam. George W. Bush used that fake story of Iraqi soldiers ripping babies out of incubators to get us into the Gulf War. George W. Bush, you know, weapons of mass destruction, which turned out to be a lie. Remember the Maine, you know, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor that didn't exist. Sinking of the Lusitania, the Syrian gas attacks. I mean, how many more examples do you need of this government lying to you to get you to sacrifice your children and your money in their wars of empire? I mean, it's really time to stand up and say, you are lying, and I am not going to listen to you anymore. Okay, remember George Collin used to say that, you know, rule number one, I never believe anything the government says. And as time goes on, I am more and more appreciating his wisdom on that one. Meanwhile, China has basically followed on with its comment about wanting to see an objective and fair solution in Ukraine by calling for an immediate ceasefire. Now, the United States has been concerned that China might aid Russia in the conflict. China is not doing that, and they're saying we want a balance here. And now China is out there saying it's time for a ceasefire. I absolutely agree. This thing has gone on way, way too long. And again, we have learned. All of this started in 2014 with the U.S.-backed coup d'etat against Yanukovych, and then Ukraine started shelling the Donbass, and that's what prompted Russia to move. They did not initiate or instigate this. It was the West and Ukraine who did it, and the corporate media lied to you again. In fact, the corporate media lies about everything except these sports scores and the weather, and they're not all that good on the weather here. Okay, another article, this one coming on out of Responsible Statecraft, asking, why is Biden joining the warpath against Iran? I don't know, maybe this is a trick question. He's joining the warpath against Iran because that's what Israel wants. But I think probably this article is raising the issue at a time when we seem to be aimed at having a war with Russia and China. Why would we add Iran to the woodpile and just make life that much more difficult for us? But it does seem that we're looking at a triple front war, China, Russia, and Iran. And that would definitely make it a world war. Tulsi Gabbard is out there sounding the warning that the world is nearing the brink of nuclear war. And she is absolutely correct. Okay, we have people on both sides talking about, you know, limited tactical nuclear weapons, the small ones, you know, the ones that only take out a small city and won't take out a big city. But, you know, when they run out of those small tactical nuclear warheads, they'll fall back on those big strategic multi-megaton warheads. And it's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. Meanwhile, the U.S. is now having to deal with the reality of North Korea's nuclear program because it looks like North Korea is starting to ramp that up again. Now, they actually blew up their own nuclear test facility. It was inside a mountain. The mountain basically broke. But it looks like they're getting ready to start their nuclear program again. And I want to emphasize the reason countries like North Korea want a nuclear weapon is not to attack anybody, but to prevent being attacked. Nuclear weapons, except for the end of World War II, nuclear weapons are seen as weapons of deterrence. Don't attack me, or bad things will happen. And that's why North Korea wants it. All right, we got to take another break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? Always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy, but I must admit lately I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about the international news. Now, over in Italy, Mario Draghi has resigned as Italy's prime minister and, again, joining a large number of world leaders who are stepping down and getting out of Dodge. The president of Italy is now saying they're going to dissolve the parliament and hold new elections immediately. This news basically hit the economy of Europe. The euro, bonds and stocks all slid. And this is a trend, you know, these leaders getting out, you know, before things get any worse than they are. And again, not a lot of commentary from the American corporate media, because they don't want you, getting these uppity ideas here. Now, up in Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is back on the road holding unannounced surprise photo opportunities, show off his new haircut or something here, and reporters are allowed to record what he says, but they are banned from asking any questions of Justin Trudeau. Just sit there and listen to the propaganda, and all will be well, apparently, here.
Now, the other day we were talking about how China had expressed dismay over a planned visit to Taiwan by Nancy Pelosi, and even said that there would be repercussions. Apparently the military has stepped in saying that, yeah, this is not really a good idea for Nancy Pelosi to go over there to Taiwan. I don't know, maybe they think she'll eat up all the gourmet ice cream or something over there. Yeah, I think the military is realizing that war with China, along with war with Russia, would not really be a good thing, even with all the extra money that Congress just took away from you to give to the defense contractors. Okay, getting into the economic news now. There was a Republican effort to pass a bill to block U.S. Strategic Oil Reserve petroleum from being sold to China, and 219 House Democrats voted it down. In other words, the Democrats think it's perfectly okay for Joe Biden to take America's petroleum reserves and sell them off to China, to his buddies over there. We've got negatives on Hunter Biden. At a time when we're struggling to fill our gas tanks. And yes, it's true, gas prices have dropped a little tiny bit this last week. Associated Press reported it as prices are plummeting. Well, I don't know. I guess I have a different definition of plummet than Associated Press does, and I still keep thinking about what gas prices were like on the day Biden was sworn into office. Meanwhile, there is a trucker protest up in Oakland, California, that has shut down their port. So, yeah, we are seeing protests start here in this country. Now, over in Billings, Montana, there was this Walmart employee who took it upon themselves to calculate where food prices are going. And obviously, the calculation showed tremendous increases. And apparently this was started because there have been these Walmarts, three Walmarts, that had freezer failures basically on the same day, July 17th. And this seems a little suspicious. Now, these giant freezers in these stores, they do have alarms. When the temperature goes above a certain level, the alarms are supposed to go off so people can get in there and get ice or get something going. Three of these freezers in three of these stores all failed on the same day, and they wound up having to destroy the food when it thawed out and got warm. And the writer of this article is saying, this seems very suspicious that we're going to have this many of these giant freezers in these stores fail on the same day. And I have to agree. Now, I know our infrastructure is crumbling all around us. Systems are failing everywhere. Streaming TV is a disaster right now. But it does seem like somebody wants to provoke a food crisis so that if you want to eat, you will do as the government tells you to do. Here's a cheeseburger. Here's your rifle. Go kill the Russians for us. Or some such nonsense as that here. Meanwhile, as a sign of their growing closer, Iran has launched a ruble trade. They are now basically, their foreign currency exchange is listing the Russian currency and launched trading in the ruble, according to IRNA News. And so, yeah, they're definitely moving closer together. And it's part of the de-dollarization of the world. And that is something that America's war machine is not going to be able to stop. If the entire world says, I don't trust the dollar anymore, and they stop using it and start going from national currency to national currency without going through the dollar, the party is definitely over, and the bankers will be crying and wailing and gnashing of teeth and calling for bailouts at your expense. Which, by the way, a bailout, in case you were not aware of that, a bailout is taking $1 trillion from you, the American people, and giving it to the banks so the banks can then loan it back to you at interest. That's what a bailout is. Keep that in mind when the discussion keeps going in the future here. Meanwhile, roughly half of the citizens of Britain have been forced to change their food buying habits to cope with the skyrocketing cost of living.
And looks like Boris Johnson got out just in time because, you know, the British people are getting very, very unhappy with what's going on. Research showed an 8% dip in trust in British food since Red Tractor published its first Trust in Food Index last year. So, yeah, things are not looking good over there. Meanwhile, Britain's financial regulators will have to promote the global competitiveness of the country's financial sector. They've now disconnected from the European Common Market, and they're having to transform their finance and trade. The U.S. has already said there will be a trade agreement. The specifics have not worked out yet. But Britain needs to establish new trading agreements with other countries around the world without going through Europe. Meanwhile, in Europe, they're beginning to ration natural gas. And they're concerned that the gas supply from Russia is not going to return to previous levels, and it's not. And so they're going to start restricting the use of natural gas to try and save some up for the coming colder months, which, you know, Al Gore says, you don't have to worry about that. Global warming, you're going to have a warm, snow-free winter. You don't need to save your gas up. Yeah, Al, we know. We've heard it before here. And again, getting on back to the Biden administration selling strategic oil reserves to China, there was an article in Blabber Buzz basically reminding us all the Biden administration sold almost 6 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Now, that's the property of the American people. It doesn't belong to the government. It's technically our property that we allow the government to manage, and it's not being managed well. So people are still asking, what's going on? What leverage does China have over Biden where he would do that? Now, China is in serious, serious economic trouble. There is a movement across the entire country to simply not pay their mortgage because of how high the mortgage rates have become. And the government has basically declared that all savings accounts in Chinese banks are now actually investments in the bank and cannot be withdrawn at whim. And they are actually now starting to put tanks in the streets to protect the banks from rioters and crowds. That's how bad things are in China. And I would not rule out seeing the same sort of things here in the United States, which is why we have been saying for a long, long time now, you should only have as much money in the bank as you need to cover your financial obligations. Keep the rest under your own control. Because as China has just demonstrated, you know, the government could come on out and say, well, you thought it was a savings account, but no, it's an investment in the bank, and you have to leave it there as long as the bank says they need the money here. Getting into immigration and the border here, the June migrant encounters were the highest number ever recorded in 1 month. And you know what's really kind of funny? Up in Washington, D.C., and now Delaware, the Democratic politicians are out there saying, well, you can't ship all these illegal immigrants here. It's a burden. We can't handle this thing. Really? You mean it wasn't a burden when they were flooding into Florida and Texas and Arizona? You know, it's only a burden when you have to deal with it yourself. You know, that this is your policy. This open border is a Democratic policy, and now the Democrats are whining and saying, oh, it's an invasion. We can't deal with this anymore. We're already a Democratic stronghold. We don't need these illegals here. Send them to the red districts here. Now, Kelly on the phone the other day mentioned this, and now it's starting to appear in the news. As the border crossing surge, the Biden administration is trying to hide the data on illegal immigrant deaths. And we know about that terrible tragedy with the semi-truck a while back, something like 56, 57 illegal immigrants
basically asphyxiated and cooked to death inside this trailer where the air conditioning system had broken down and the driver didn't realize it. But a lot of illegal immigrants are dying. Some of them don't make it to the border. Their bodies are out there in the desert. Some who make it over the border don't get much further than that. Their bodies are all over the desert there. And the United Nations has declared that Mexico-U.S. border crossing as the deadliest in the world. But the Democrats don't care about the people who are dying, I guess, because even dead people can still vote Democratic in the midterm elections. All righty, let's get on to guns. There's a lot going on. The House is out there trying to push an assault weapon ban, and they really don't know what they're talking about. One guy was out there trying to claim that a shoulder brace is the same thing as a bump stock, and therefore all shoulder braces should be banned. And it just proves these idiots don't know what they're talking about. We have politicians out there saying guns are bad, who probably never touched a gun in their life. They don't know what they're talking about. On one page of the bill, the Ruger Mini 14 is banned. In another section of the same bill, the Mini 14 is unbanned. They're not even really being careful about writing this thing. They just want to write it out and say, assault weapons are banned. Only the government can have semi-automatic weapons, you know, to keep the serfs under control here. Now, a lot of people are still talking about what happened here in Indiana last Sunday. And this was a 22-year-old man, Elisha Dickin. And he's not trained military, he's not trained police, he was trained to shoot by his grandfather, and he basically got off 10 shots in 15 seconds, 8 of which hit the mass shooter, bringing him down. And he's a hero to everybody except the gun grabbers who are out there saying, well, that was a gun-free zone, he shouldn't have had a gun in there. You know, because the gun grabbers would rather have a shopping mall or a school full of dead bodies, because then they can, you know, wave the bloody shirts and scream about taking the guns. But every time a law-abiding citizen with a legally owned firearm thwarts a mass shooting or a crime in general, oh, that's bad. That's bad for the gun grabber agenda. It doesn't fit the narrative. You know, guns are evil unless they're in the hands of the Gestapo and the dictator, and then they're good, of course. So we've had that incident, and, you know, it's a shame this kid wasn't down in Uvalde, and a lot of people are making that comparison. They had almost 400 police in that school, in the hallways, with body armor and rifles, and they didn't move, okay? And this kid in this mall here in Indianapolis, you know, draws a gun, 15 seconds later, the mass shooter is dead. And that is the way it should be. Now, another case over in Missouri. Okay, there was a shopper walked into the little convenience store at a gas station and discovered a man holding a knife to the attendant's throat while emptying the cash register, and shot and killed the crook. And put him on the ground. Fired 4 shots, put him on the ground. Good for him. That's a hero. The way you stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun. And let's see, another one. This one be being reported. Your destination now. Burglars broke into the home of a U.S. veteran who was armed. And there was a shootout there, and the burglars did not come out very good on that. This actually happens a lot. Every year, millions of Americans thwart crimes in progress using legally owned firearms, and it's never reported. They don't want you to know that it's actually a good thing to be able to defend yourself against criminals with firearms. The gun grabbers want you to think that gun automatically means, you know, dead students, dead shoppers, and, you know, if you just put the gun on the table, it's going to leap up all by itself and start killing members of your families there. Now, not too surprisingly, Americans aren't falling for all of this bovine excrement. And there was a Trafalgar Group poll taken where Americans trust armed civilians more than the police and the federal government in the event of a mass shooting, as the situation in Indianapolis has illustrated. And probably one of the reasons they don't trust the cops happened down in Denver outside McGregor Square.
where Denver police opened fire into a crowd, wounding six bystanders, going after a suspect who didn't even have a gun. They just saw the guy running. They pulled their guns. They fired into a crowd. Six people wounded. You know, good training there. Definitely good training. Now, over in Missouri, there is a sheriff, and he's also the state's attorney general, and he is telling the FBI that Missouri will not comply with audits that will infringe on the privacy of gun owners. He's refusing to hand over information on who owns guns to the government and says he'll go to jail before he does that. Because until somebody commits a crime, the government has no business knowing anything about them. That's what the Fourth Amendment is all about. But the government wants a list of everybody who's got a gun ahead of gun confiscation, because they're getting you think it's bad now, they're getting ready to do even worse to you, and they don't want you able to fight back. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsor.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash? Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about guns and gun rights and, you know, the 22-year-old hero here in Indianapolis who dropped a mass shooter in just 15 seconds. And I saw on social media, apparently, the Glock is being held in the police evidence locker, and already gun dealers are trying to send replacement Glocks to this kid, which I think is really good. The Glock is a very reliable gun. You know, if you're just getting into home defense and everything, the Glocks just take a licking and keep on ticking or clicking until you load them. Up in New York, they responded to the Supreme Court overturning previous state laws regarding concealed carry permits by passing a new bunch of laws basically saying that you're prohibited from possessing firearms in sensitive locations, and then they proceeded to define pretty much everywhere as a sensitive location. And so, not surprisingly, there is already a lawsuit that is challenging this new law, and that may go all the way up to the Supreme Court. And again, the House right now is debating House Resolution 1808, the assault weapons ban of 2021. It's very confused. In one place, they banned the Mini 14. In another place, it's unbanned. And they don't know what they're talking about. Every time they open their mouth, it's obvious they don't understand firearms or how to use them safely or what they're useful for, but they're out there still pushing for it. And one of their big talking points that they have is, you know, the Second Amendment, you know, has to have limits. I've read that Second Amendment. There are no limits. It says, you know, shall not be infringed. And that's it right there. There will be no limits, okay? And the Supreme Court has previously ruled that the Second Amendment guarantees to the American people arms equal to those held by the government bodies itself, the Army, the National Guard, in order to discourage the rise of tyranny. That's the reason we have the Second Amendment, is to make sure that the population, if necessary, can get rid of bad government. And that's why the government wants to get rid of the Second Amendment, because they're going to go bad. They've already gone bad. They're going to go worse. And they don't want you to be able to do anything about it. Yes, we're going to come out into your house and take all your valuables and slap your family around, and you can't do anything about it. That's basically where we're going on this thing. Meanwhile, David Hogg, who's an anti-Second Amendment activist, walked into the hearing about the assault weapon ban and just started ranting and raving about these things are killing people, you've got to get rid of them. And apparently he was such an annoyance that even the gun grabbers got tired of him, and he was dragged out of the room. Now, this story is a little alarming. It came on out of Vaccine Impact, an odd place for a gun story, but here it is. They're quoting from Armed American News, and it's talking about a man in Delaware who got a visit from ATF agents and the Delaware State Police, who wanted to come on in and verify that he was still in possession of two weapons he had purchased. They did not have any warrants. They did not have any paperwork at all. They just went, knocked on the door and said, we want to come on in and make sure that you are still holding on to these guns that you bought. Okay, I mean, that's where we're going. All righty, we're going to take a break for station identification. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We've already got callers on the line, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.